And now the game where we invite on folk legends and treat them like normal folk. Our guest has been making music for more than 50 years. So is Keith Richards, but she looks way, way better. Her album Paradise is out now. She's got a new album and a new book coming out this fall. Judy Collins, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
You grew up and you were like a classical music prodigy, right? Playing the piano?
Well, I played the piano. I practiced every day a couple of hours. I had a poodle skirt. I wore white gloves to church, and that was before I became a hippie, you know, before everything happened in the great folk scare.
With the great folk explosion.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get caught up in that? Were you walking down the street and you saw somebody who was unkempt, and you would like, I would like to be unkempt.
I was so kempt, really, and I needed to get unkempt. That's what I needed.
So many of us do.
The first music I heard was from a movie score of The Black Knight, and it was an Alan Ladd movie about King Arthur and his merry men, and the singer was a guy named Elton Hayes from Bury St. Edmund in England. Anyway, he was singing this song in the movie soundtrack, I guess, and somebody was playing it in 1954, and I heard it, went crazy and said, I'm going to New York, I'm going to go to Gertie's, I'm going to go to the Newport Folk Festival, I'm going to be a folk singer.
Wait a minute. You're telling me there's a direct line from, like, listening to a soundtrack to an Alan Ladd King Arthur movie.
Yes. And the other person,
like, dropping acid with Bob Dylan. It's like,
that's
boom.
Right. That's exactly the direction that I took.
So did you have to, how did you make yourself over into a folky, into a hippie? I mean, what are the steps?
Well, first I got rid of my poodle skirt.
Right. So going without pants. Thing
yeah.
One. So you transform yourself. You show, how did you fall in with these people, all the amazing folk singers and rock and rollers of the 60s?
I mean,
how did...
You know, I found them all as I went along. I sang in all these clubs, you know, the Bitter End here in New York, of course, the Gate of Horn. I mean, they were everywhere. And I worked with all these incredible artists.
And
I learned songs and I sang songs. I was just lucky. You know, I heard this music. The other singer that inspired me was Joe Stafford. Can you believe it?
It wasn't
Pete Seeger, and it wasn't Woody Guthrie. It was Joe Stafford. But I mean, she was famous for singing, you know, "See the pyramids along the Nile, you know, watch the sunset from a desert isle." And she made her living doing that, and then she came out with an album of folk songs on which she sang Barbara Allen.
You just broke into song, and we've heard other interviews with you where you did that. And do you do that, like, in regular life? Like, when I called you the other day to chat before the show, I got your voicemail, and you sing your voicemail message.
Oh, yes. I don't know what I was singing. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. Probably.
Do you do that?
I do it a lot. I do certainly when I do speaking engagements, I always break into lots of song. And actually, when I do concerts, I break into even more songs.
Oh, I would hope. Do you do it when ordering a hamburger?
It depends upon the ingredients and the restaurant.
Right.
I do that when we grocery shop. And... my kids get so mad at me. I thought it was a good thing.
Do you try to sing?
Do you sing things like, you probably don't sing that, "Cream of wheat is so good to eat and it makes you feel so grand." Do you remember that song?
No, but I love it.
Well, next time you go into the cereal section, you can sing that.
I'm going to have to.
Do you sing, I mean, Paul, do you mean you sing your instructions to your children, like, "Stop bouncing around or I'll take you home"? Or do you just like singing regular songs?
"Stop bouncing around tomorrow." No, we'll be like in the grocery store, and they have a fine soundtrack in our grocery store. They have good music.
Right.
And so I sing along and sometimes dance in certain aisles. And I thought it was an expression of happiness, I assume Judy does it.
Absolutely. It's an expression of joy and happiness. Anything that comes to mind.
Judy, we did some research on you, and we had our intern look up a lot of reviews, and he tells us that in all the reviews of you and your singing, the same four words keep coming up. They are clear, mountain stream, bell, and icy in various combinations. She's like an icy mountain stream. She's clear as a bell. She's clear as a mountain stream that's icy, bell-like, you know. So, I mean, what do you think? You're going to go with that?
I'll go with it. I think that's a good description. Yes, yeah. I think it's good. Or warm as toast, honey drenched. There are some other things.
Oh, go on. This is actually...
I'll tell you something. Judy and I work in a lot of the same places, and I'll tell you what I hear. I hear that your voice remains very, very beautiful and that hasn't lost anything over the 50 years.
Yeah, you would remind me. It's been 50 years.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Judy, what's your secret to that? Because that is true.
It is
like
amazing.
It's so rare. Yeah. What's your secret there?
It's amazing. I was very lucky. I had a lot of training as a classical pianist and sang all those songs when growing up. But otherwise, I would say I have another answer, a shorter answer.
Please?
It's just good living.
Good living.
See, because I think Tom Waits is going to run into some trouble.
You think so? But I thought the whole point...
You're putting that in the future?
It's going to get worse?
I thought the whole point of being a folk singer in the 60s was to live poorly.
I tell you, part of the 60s was just the skill of living through it, I swear to God. Because, after all, we were supposed to break all the rules. We were supposed to do everything that our parents... Well, my parents were different, but when most parents would have told you not to do.
Does that mean you would take the acid, but you would have it in tea? Hot tea?
Well, I had... I was so addicted to various things that I took acid once, and it just about ruined my life, so I did it again.
Oh, I say, of course.
Man.
One last question, which is, do you, in terms of your own music, you've sung so much stuff, you've done folk and pop and rock and Broadway, do you have like a musical guilty pleasure you listen to when you're alone and no one will know?
Well, I do. I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. I try to be broad in my musical taste.
Like, do you listen to pop, like Katy Perry and like, you know, that stuff?
I will, now that I know.
Yeah, now that you have turned her on to Katy Perry.
Right. Oh, good. You,
now it, that I
when,
know, I
when
will.
When Judy Collins' cover of I Kissed a Girl comes out, it will be your fault. Anna.
I kissed a girl. Yeah.
Well, Judy Collins, we're delighted to have you with us.
I kissed a girl.
And I liked it.
And I liked it.
I can't believe I got to sing with Judy Collins. Woo! Wow.
Well, Judy Collins, we have asked you here to play a game. We're calling...
It's Bootsy, baby.
Judy Collins, surely you know about Bootsy Collins, the star bassist for Parliament Funkadelic, rocker of the greatest rhinestones, suits, hats, and glasses seen in American music. So we're going to ask you three questions about the other musical Collins. If you get two right, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is Judy Collins playing for?
Judy is playing for Emma Sabian of Claremont, California.
Here is your first question. Bootsy got his first big gig when he joined James Brown's backup band. What was his lucky break to get that job? A, James Brown visited the car dealership where Bootsy worked and saw him rapping out a beat on the hood of a Buick. B, James Brown's prior band all quit because they weren't getting paid enough, so he needed new musicians in a hurry. Or C, Bootsy had a gig delivering flowers to James Brown's house. He brought his bass and played a few measures before they could throw him out.
I would go with C.
You're going to go with C, that he grabbed that opportunity to audition for The Godfather of Soul while delivering flowers?
Yeah.
I like that story. I wish it were true. In fact, what happened was James Brown got rid of his prior band because they wanted too much money and hired a new one, including Bootsy, and he went on to great fame and fortune from there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You still have two more chances. Bootsy has had a lot of hits spanning a lot of genres, much like you, including which of these in Bootsy's oeuvre? A classical cantata called L'Âme du Funk. B, a funk remix of Ronald Reagan's joke about bombing the Russians. Or C, a children's song called Uncle Bootsy's Magic Box.
I think I'll pick B, Ronald Reagan.
You're going to go with Ronald Reagan? Yeah. You're right.
So, all
right. Back to him. Bootsy collaborated with a member of the Talking Heads to make a record called 5 Minutes. Here's a sample.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
There you go. It's slightly terrifying, and you can dance to it. You've got one right with one to go. If you get this one right, you will win it all. Here we go. Last question. Bootsy has enjoyed putting on various personas over the years on stage and elsewhere. One of his latest is a digital avatar that appears on his website. This cartoon character is known as whom? A, Boo Manchu. B, booty, booty, boot, boot, boot. Or C, Phil Collins.
I like A, booty, booty, Boo Manchu.
You're going to go for Boo Manchu? That's A?
Yeah.
You're right. It's Boo Manchu.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I finally won something. Thank God.
Boo Manchu wears a Fu Manchu mustache and spreads the gospel of music to kids.
Oh,
Carl,
God,
how did
good.
Judy Collins do in our quiz?
Well, Judy had two correct answers. And so, Judy, you win for Emma Sabian of Claremont, California.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Judy Collins' most recent album is Paradise. Her next one is out in October. Judy Collins, thank you so much for being with us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, thank Judy. You so much.
Bye now.
Take care.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't.